Minister, the finance bill is set to be published next week. I have to ask you whether the concrete block levy is going to be part of it, because we've been hearing conflicting reports and briefings, and I want to put it to you that the proposal for this concrete block levy should absolutely be scrapped. It is a ludicrous notion to increase the cost of building homes at a time when we're facing an unprecedented housing and inflationary crisis. And incredibly, those families that were actually impacted by the defective block scandal and the Celtic Tiger era fire safety defects will actually be forced to pay more to rebuild under this levy. So will you please break through the spin for us, the briefings, the report, and let us know here today whether or not the finance bill will include provision for
thank
this
you.
Levy, or will you see a sensible approach and scrap
Minister
this in favour of a more reasonable approach?
Thank you very much, Deputy Carthy. I'll break through your spin. You called for this levy and you welcome this levy. So first of all, come on, that's the fact of the matter, and you know, we need to remind people of that.
No, it's not.
Your finance spokesperson welcomed the levy on the day it was announced in the Dáil. So just put that on the record and let's be straight.
Answer the question.
So the government is engaging with all of those who have expressed a view in relation to this issue. The finance bill will be published. Minister Donoghue will give very careful consideration to all of the issues that have been raised. However, we do have to ensure that we can fund a €2.7 billion bill on MICA. Minister O'Brien has a report on his desk in relation to apartment defects that could cost up to €2.5 billion. Between those two schemes, there's a bill of €5 billion that somebody will have to meet at some point in time. But we will engage. We're considering all the points that have been raised, and Minister Donoghue will respond.